Yeah. Now, friends, you may have heard, and if you didn't, you will know about the Young Leaders Summit of the Ireland Funds, and who better indeed to tell us about it than the director, actually the New York director, and the national director of the Young Leaders of the American Ireland Fund. Let me welcome Pat Tully. How are you there, Pat? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Adrian. You've so many titles there, you make me sound so important.
Well, you are. And you're going to be twice as important, because actually, tell us about this, the World Summit, which is scheduled for Thursday, January 17th. How did that come about? What is, first of all, maybe you start off by telling us about the Young Leaders of the American Ireland Fund.
Sure. The Young Leaders are a group of Irish and Irish-American and people from the Irish diaspora, now really around the world, who are coming together to support the mission of the Worldwide Ireland Funds and give back in a meaningful way. What I've always seen with the Young Leaders is that you have a group of young executives on the rise in their career, and they have a passion for their heritage, and they've got the good sense to give back while they're on the way up.
Terrific. Now, the American Ireland Fund itself it is known and it is hailed worldwide as the Worldwide Ireland Fund. Founded back, I believe, in around 1976.
That's correct.
And the funds operate currently in 12 countries, and unless this is a typo, they've raised over $430 million for 1,200 outstanding organizations. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, the one of the most amazing things about that is that $126 million of that money has been raised over the last 4 years through a very tough recession globally. We started a campaign called the Promising Ireland Campaign,
mm-hmm.
which you know about and has been, the name itself says a lot. We are promising Ireland that we won't let Ireland down during this time of need. We feel that there is a promise for Ireland's future, and our donors have been extraordinary, for lack of a better word, because it's just been amazing. The original goal was to raise $100 million over 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and it came in a year and a year and a half early, pretty much. So over the summer, the board got together and decided that they would make it $140 million goal. Which is aggressive, and that basically means that to still meet the goal in that five-year time period, we need to raise $1 million a month. And since we raised it to 140, we have achieved that goal of $1 million a month, and we plan to do so every month until the campaign is complete.
Wow.
So we are definitely in full campaign mode still.
Mm. Okay. I think many people would know that Kieran McLaughlin is the CEO of the Worldwide Ireland Funds, and indeed our own sometimes fellow broadcaster on Irish Radio Network, Loretta Brennan-Glucksmann, is the chairman of the American Ireland Fund. Let me just ask you and double back and see if you agree that for a couple of decades, the American Ireland Fund was considered to be an avenue for those who had, you know, who were well off, and for those who could indeed come up with a recognized charity, a recognized fund that would help Ireland, would help even during the Celtic Tiger years. There were so many projects affiliated with the North, the border, many of those areas which, even in the good times in Ireland, needed a lot of support. Then there were a great number of the young Irish, particularly across America, those who had come here and who had actually hooked up with a lot of, well, primarily Irish Americans, but indeed friends of Ireland. And they decided that they'd like to do their bit. But as might have been considered an Irish custom, they did not want to be sitting down at the back of the hall waiting for the elderly judges to decide when they should have their speak. So said they to themselves, why don't we band together? Why don't we have our own organization, the American Ireland Fund, the Ireland Funds Worldwide, plenty of room for us. And hence the young leaders, and hence the leader of the young leaders, your good self, Pat Tully. Which part of that do you want to tear asunder?
Well, I would say that what we are, when you look at the board of our board of directors, and you look at the young leaders, a lot of those board members at one time had, you know, were on the way up in their career, and they had the dreams and aspirations of, you know, one day giving back on the levels that they do. And the Young Leaders is a bit of an incubator to find those great board directors. So, you know, we've got people across every industry out there.
Right.
You have doctors, lawyers, people in television, media, wherever. And they're all, they get together because they see this as a great network to do business together. But it's really a young philanthropic network. If you have a generation of emerging philanthropists, in 20 years, you're going to have great board members who have already been accustomed to giving back at a certain level, where whether it's
right.
$500 a year, $1,000 a year,
yeah.
whatever it is, you know, they're on the way to being those major donors one day, and they plan on it. And it's just one of those things that the American Ireland Fund, to me, has always been, as you know, I was a donor and a volunteer for a long time. That's how I got involved in the organization when I was a civilian, if you will. But the network has always been something where we always look forward to to getting together the next time. And I think that's what was the birth of the,
right.
the idea for the summit.
Now, where yeah.
We got together in Ireland for the worldwide conference, and we said, why don't we just have our own thing? And then we just put some structure around it, and we decided it would be in New York, and we couldn't have done it without our board members.
Right.
And the idea was to connect with those board members one-on-one, people like Bob McCann, people like John Fitzpatrick,
mm-hmm.
who has been so generous with so much, and you know, making his hotel available.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd have to keep an eye on you know, on John Fitzpatrick, because he has this yen to come across, you know, as one of the yuppie young leaders. And between yourself and myself, that's, you know, that's something that we give him that much, because he's brilliant. He's great, and he's a tremendous supporter. Anyway,
And very young at heart.
And very young at heart, as indeed are many of your organization. But now, there's a summit, and the summit is coming up on the 17th of January, and now what about old codgers like myself? Could we, like, show up there without, or would we be let in, or is there a cut-off?
Well,
we know John Fitzpatrick, yeah, we know that John Fitzpatrick, he's pushing the envelope there in, you know, in young leaders, but it's not restricted to any particular age group, but the young leaders that are there, boy, they know how to find and become part of a very, very affluent organization. Much of it, as you have alluded to, is because in addition to being future philanthropists, the network and the networking of many of those professionals is an avenue to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, good for their business and good for the American Ireland Fund.
Correct. And every single person who comes to this is a member. So there's a lot of people who come to our parties and our fundraisers throughout the year across the country and across the world.
Mm-hmm.
But these are all members. These are people who have given a gift to the Ireland Funds. And now we have Ireland Fund young leaders in four countries coming to this.
Wow.
So there's structured memberships in the U.S. across 9 or 10 cities. In Canada, so we've got a group of about 10 coming down from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the Ireland Funds, of course, of Ireland in Dublin, which is an incredibly strong and tight-knit group.
Absolutely.
And then we've got the Ireland Funds of Great Britain. They have a group coming over as well. And we were hoping we would have some people from Australia. It's just an incredibly long trip for them to come for a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But that will happen one day, too. And we have a great relationship with all of the different Ireland funds around the world. And it's just great to see.
Yeah.
And as this summit grows, young leaders are growing along with it.
Now, this summit is more than a an entertainment event. You've got a conference and a conference center starting early in the morning and winding up with a great party, which is going to kind of stretch into the next day, starting on Friday, Thursday. Let's start with Thursday the 17th. What's happening then?
So we have a welcome reception, again, hosted by John Fitzpatrick, and we could probably sneak you in the side door, Adrian. I'm sure
okay,
we can figure
good.
Out a way to get you in there with some security. And we've asked...
Yeah, I could actually sneak in with the council speaker there, Christine Quinn, you know?
Okay.
She will say, yeah, I know him.
You'll just be part of her entourage.
Yes.
I understand. So we have just a get-together. We give everybody out their welcome packs, their name tags. Everybody is meeting,
yeah.
And
okay.
It's just nice and fresh and new. And we have a little entertainment there. Our good friend John Malone, who is on the guitar in many different taverns around the city.
Right.
I'm not sure who sponsors your show, so I wouldn't want to name them by name unless they're paying good advertising rights for it.
Yeah.
But
you'd be safe enough there. But anyway, go on.
Excuse me.
You wouldn't offend any of mine. go ahead. Anyway, all right.
So anyway, we wake up early. It's a nice, just welcome cocktail party, everyone, and we have some speeches. And last year, Speaker Quinn came by to welcome everybody to the city and encourage them to spend a lot of money to raise some sales tax while they were here.
Mm-hmm.
And a welcome from Ciarán himself.
Yeah.
And John, and then...
I tell you, Ciarán McLaughlin, any day of the week, no more than your good self. He wouldn't give much time. He wouldn't give much time to anybody who was, you know, raising money for anything else other than the Worldwide Ireland Funds, but you didn't hear that from me.
Well, Ciarán understands the value of the young leaders and the excitement that the young leaders bring to the fund.
Mm-hmm.
So he is more than encouraged and excited to be a part of the entire weekend.
Yeah.
Ciarán will be on the bus traveling with everybody throughout the weekend. He'll be at everything.
It's a good experience for him. I think it's been a long time since he was on the bus. However, anyway, it goes on into Saturday and even until Sunday morning. So it is a summit, and it is different in the sense that this is a summit in New York City of the Ireland Fund's young leaders. Now I'll throw it in now in case we forget to do it. www.theirelandfunds.org. Now, tell me a bit about yourself, because we kind of knew you for years and years as probably one of the most sought after auctioneers, rabble rousers for many charities, obviously, including the American Ireland Fund. You are and have been an amazing and an entertaining auctioneer who, at charitable events, you conduct these auctions. And let me tell you, you have this talent for unzipping the pockets, I did say the pockets, of so many who were kind of there at these events having given already. But you do manage to shake a lot of people up and remind them that the events they're attending are indeed entertaining, but also very necessary. How did you get into that?
Well, thank you for the kind words. I got into it it was really an accident. In 2001, the Halcyon days, all the way back there 11 years ago, well now 12 years ago, I was at an event for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Foundation, and we had a celebrity, quote unquote, who was supposed to be our MC and auctioneer for the night, and just blew us off. Didn't even show. Got the date wrong, whatever it was. Yeah. People organizing the event were very, very, you know, they were upset. They're like, well, what are we going to do? And I probably had 3 or 4 vodka sodas in me at that point, so I just had a little liquid courage, grabbed the microphone, and sort of made fun of what a Texas cattle auctioneer would sound like, just saying things very fast. But we raised a lot of money and had a lot of fun with it. Afterwards, the guy came up to me and said, you know, I've got an event next week. We need an auctioneer. Would you help me out? And I said, well, I'm not really sure, I'll help you out. And it sort of just went from there, and I just kept making my own way and volunteering my time. And luckily I have a day job, because it doesn't really pay very well at these events.
You can say that again. That's the true test of hidden talent, and it transcends particularly in the entertainment field, is that a lot of people take for granted that entertainers and auctioneers and whatever, when it comes to charity, you wouldn't want to insult them by offering a few bob. So it's just as well that you didn't get into this with the expectation that you would be of any monetary value, except to the group and the organization, but you're very good at it. Tell us about your own Irish background, now that we're entering the year of the big gathering, the gathering in Ireland. Did you grow up in the Jersey Shore?
I did.
Yeah?
I grew up in Wall Township, which borders a little bit inland, but it borders Manasquan and Seeger.
Yeah.
And both of those towns had a lot of damage. Manasquan, more than Seeger. But we always joked as kids, we called it the Irish Riviera, which it was just a term that we came up with. And, of course, they call the areas of Breezy Point the Irish Riviera and the Rockaways as well, which doesn't make any sense because the Irish are probably the last people out there who should be on the beach with anything less than 45 sunblock. But anyhow.
Yeah. Or else don't bother at all. Just go out there and get burned early in life.
Yeah, I'm more of a nighttime guy. It's better for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's... And you're all of that as well. But, your Irishness, how far back can you trace your Irish roots?
It's been a while. The Tullys are definitely Americans of Irish descent, but my father's great-grandfather, it's almost... doesn't even sound right, but the family names are the Ryans, the Slatteries, and the Tullys, and the families all come from, as far as we can tell, from counties Meath, Cavan, and Tipperary.
Wow.
But it's been a while. But the first Tully that we know of who's here from the Ellis Island records was Patrick Tully, so somehow there is a royalty there.
The good and the bad news, of course, is that we now have tremendous access to, to the ancestry records, including one, particularly in the Irish, and it's offered for free, Irish ancestry by the Irish government. The further you delve into one's background, if you keep going, the warts and all kind of surface. So was your namesake, this first Pat Tully, from what you know, are there aspects of that fella that you wouldn't want to discuss in public and particularly on radio?
I'm guessing he was running from something. That's why he had to get to New York in a hurry. We've been running ever since. No, I don't know of any terrible crimes or anything that anyone, my ancestors were involved in. But I would imagine from what we know, they left like millions of others left when they had no other option. And they took whatever was on their back to at least go to a place where they knew they could have freedom of religion and food. I think that was a pretty motivating factor.
Absolutely. It may be in the reverse order.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, and it's also very interesting that, a lot of the Ireland Fund's young leaders have their lineage, their ancestry goes back generations. They're successful, and they plan to be. And the giving back, which you have mentioned, is something we associate with those who have spent a lifetime, who can, as they approach the autumn of their... of their life, then they decide, they can give back. It is rather new for many of us to think of younger people, mostly professionals, who are able to get the jump on that and who want to change that image and put it into practice earlier in life.
Yeah. I think you see with this strong group of young leaders we have in Dublin, on the American side, you're reconnecting to your heritage in a meaningful way. And, I've always felt, since I was a little kid, I've told you this before, but my father raised us on the Rita Murphy show, which I think was on Seton Hall Radio, that you hosted years ago.
Yeah.
She was on your network. And we were always raised to feel that the St. Patrick's Day was as important as the 4th of July and any other American holiday. So I always had that in my blood, regardless of how far the bloodlines went back. And my girlfriend is just, her grandfather's from Ireland, so I definitely am using her for some serious Irish street cred, and she knows
that. Yeah, you're going to shake, she better watch out because you're going to shake her family down too. But anyway, that's beside the point. This is not the platform for that.
But the Irish in Ireland, born there, raised there, who just went through the Celtic Tiger and now are gone through this terrible recession, they see their part as not only fundraising for great Irish charities, but they see this as a part of a patriotic duty.
And that's a great combination. We could talk much more, but suffice it to say that we want to thank you, first of all, for joining us and to give us an insight about an organization that some may be of the opinion is a kind of closed shop. Not so. There are many young leaders who are joining the organization, and no, you don't have to be, you don't have to be extremely well-heeled to join the organization, and they do tremendous job, very much a part of the Ireland Funds Promising Ireland campaign, and there's a little bit of one-upmanship with that young group too. They raised the eyebrows of a great number of people who have been involved in the greatest fundraising organization for Ireland worldwide, the Ireland Funds. Let us give the website and information for those who'd like to either join your organization or particularly to get involved. How do you go about it?
You go to theirelandfunds.org and look at our societies and click on the young leaders, send me an email, we'll go have a coffee, we'll get in touch, and I can tell them all about it first.
Okay. Patrick Tully.
That is really what this organization is. It is one-on-one relationships, as you've seen through all the events that you attended. That's how we grow this group. We're not taking out billboards. We're not advertising. This is a relationships is what it's all about.
All right. The Ireland Fund's located at 345 Park Avenue in New York City. Same floor, same area as, of course, many of the Irish agencies, including the Irish consulate. Telephone number 212-689-3100. 212-689-3100. And indeed, you could do worse than dropping a line to the national director, the New York director, Pat Tully, and that's P. Tully at Ireland IRL Funds.org. Pat Tully, thanks for joining us. Good
Thank
luck
you,
with your
Richard,
summit.
Matt, have a great weekend.
Okay. All right. God bless. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. This is The Flannelly Show, The Flannelly Show live from New York. And coming up on our program, we have the 11 o'clock news. Granted, that is 11:07 on a beautiful sunny day